reminder of our top stories on ABC News Breakfast Now, and protests against that anti-Islamic video are spreading across the Muslim world. In Jakarta, riot police used tear gas on protesters who threw rocks at the US embassy. In Afghanistan, meanwhile, shots were fired and cars were set on fire. And police have fired on protesters in Pakistan, killing at least one person.
Saturday's protests in Sydney have been discussed by Muslim leaders who are due to hold a media conference later this morning. Police are continuing to study footage of the protest. Last night, a seventh man was arrested, and the 18-year-old has been charged with malicious damage and affray.
The family of an Indigenous man who died in police custody have labelled the recommendations of a coroner's inquiry a farce. The Northern Territory coroner found that Kumanjar Briscoe's death could have been prevented if he'd had better care. Mr. Briscoe's family says they're dismayed that no police officers will face charges.
The Taliban has tweeted a photo of the man it says killed three Australian soldiers in Afghanistan last month. The alleged gunman, Sergeant Hikmatullah, is still on the run. A total of 51 NATO troops have been killed in so-called green-on-blue attacks.